Curtis is a big AC/DC guy, probably because he was a drummer.
I love AC/DC. Australian.
Leads this morning brought to you by the 2025 Subaru Forester. There's a lot to love about it. You can find yours now at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Hello, Shime.
Hey, Greg, good morning. So non-sports lead from me today.
Oh.
Bit of almost an update, but do you remember the many times on this program we've discussed my love for Pokemon? We also talked about the hunt for Pokemon cards.
Uh-huh.
Well, there was an incident I felt like needed to be addressed that happened over the weekend.
Oh.
Unfortunately, I wasn't present for this, but I could have been, and so I wanted to just almost use a PSA. Mitch has the video for you. A fight broke out at a Target between guys who were trying to buy Pokemon cards.
Oh boy!
Scalpers and fans of the of Pokemon.
Jeez.
And so there was a brawl in a Target parking lot, and one guy's getting kind of teamed up on, and it wasn't great. And so, you know, I just quick PSA for the people, you know, don't get in fights over a children's playing card game.
Uh-huh.
That's
right.
All. Like, I love Pokemon. I'm not going to fight you about it.
Mm.
Even if you're being kind of a douche about it, I'm not going to fight you on it because it's stupid.
This is complete.
Like, these guys are trying to throw haymakers. One guy tries to take his jacket off, gets real serious, and then gets kneed in the face.
That, he's a bigger fella, which is, you know, not shocking.
Yeah.
He's outnumbered, though. you got to know your surroundings, bro.
100%.
This is absolute nerd on nerd violence.
Yeah, this is intense nerd. You would never expect this from the nerds, Greg. Normally, nerds like you wear glasses. Don't want to fight.
Right.
But in this case, they were raring and ready to go. That's what the lack of Pokemon cards does to people.
Well,
I walked into a couple stores and saw signs that said no cards here.
A smart collector would take advantage of the melee and sneak in and grab
the
cards
while
everybody's outside fighting at the
How great do you think it was for the Target employees to just stare out the door as these guys waited for the store to open and laugh at them?
Yeah.
All right, well,
this usually looks like something that takes place at a Walmart, though.
Yeah, or an airport. Walmart or airport.
Oh, he goes into a split there, though. That was kind of...
He's got slippers on.
Yeah.
You can't fight with slippers.
Yeah. No, that was a mistake.
Well, hopefully you got to see that on Twitch. You can watch this show every day on Twitch. Just go to Twitch and follow WEEI. And this show on Twitch is presented by Springer's Jewelers. There are three locations, one in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and the other two are in my adopted home continent of Maine, in Portland, Maine, and in Bath, Maine. So visit springersjewelers.com. Thank you, Shime. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. Sorry, was off yesterday celebrating 5 years of being the most right I've ever been in my life.
Oh.
5 years ago yesterday, Tom Brady left.
That he did.
And all the morons, what drives anger towards yours truly more than anything is just how right I was and how wrong everyone else was. And in hindsight, I undersold it because the amount of coordinators, coaches, quarterbacks that have come through this region and left the New England Patriots since Tom Brady did is astounding. And now... we can all agree, I think, on a constant, which is Robert Kraft's obsession with winning deals. It's not about the cap because the Patriots spent a crap load of money and they still have over $105 million in it. It's about, we're not going to overextend ourselves for, you know, Cooper Kupp because what's if he gets hurt? Mekhi Becton, that's $2 million too rich for my blood. When you're giving a guy that had one good year, who was the second-best lineman on the Super Bowl-winning Eagles, $126 million, make it make sense to me. It doesn't. So it's just a 5 years is a big number, and the amount of things that have changed, and I would say on March 18th, 2025, the biggest loser is Robert Kraft. A lot of losers. A lot of people that, are raising 20-year-olds on their feet at a beach somewhere. But Robert Kraft, to me, today, the biggest loser in the departure of Tom.
He fumbled the bag on that one.
Yeah.
Should have just gave Brady his money.
Does it seem like 5 years ago? It seems like
longer than that.
It seems longer than that. Only 5 years ago, Curtis. Yeah.
It, wow. Honestly, the anger of you guys when he beat the Saints.
Oh, I know.
When he came back, and then when he beat Aaron Rodgers and Ken Lair just crying in his do-rag.
Yeah.
What a time to be alive.
Some people were calling him a traitor.
I didn't appreciate that. I would say that the hash brown take has superseded that one.
All right, Curtis, thank you.
Thank you.
Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. The day has come. Butch Wilmore and Needham's own Suni Williams are returning to Earth today. Those are the astronauts that have spent the last 9 months stranded up in space after going up there back in the summer for a trip that was only supposed to be 10 days. It has taken so many attempts to try to get these two back down, but they are expected to make splashdown in Florida at 5:57 p.m. I will be glued to my TV to see this. If you... what are you laughing at?
No, it's just interesting. You're going to be glued to your TV to see it.
Right. You're not?
No. But go ahead. I'm listening.
Well, are you suggesting that space travel is WPS?
No. I mean, it's cool. Okay. I just it's...
Imagine being these people's families and friends that have been waiting for them to return back down to Earth and not knowing when the end date is.
Right, listen, Johnny did 27 years straight.
And I was glued to my TV to see his release as well. And I love seeing Johnny.
That's impressive.
Wait, you're equating two astronauts stuck in space, not sure if they're ever going to make it home, to somebody who did jail time?
I think we knew they were going to make it home.
I don't know if it's the same thing.
Yeah, they told us. They were like, they'll get here, but we don't know if it's going to be like 3 months or 8 months.
And it was nine. And these are people that are in their late 50s, early 60s. Like, if that was my parent that was up there, I'd be so nervous. I don't think we're making a big enough deal about this.
Mm, right.
Yeah. So I'm very excited. I hope that their travels back go off without a hitch. That's the other thing is, like, we have to wait till 5:57 to make sure everything goes okay.
Right.
So once they return, they'll be able to be reunited with their family and be checked out by medical staff to make sure that they're good.
And is the female astronaut, what's her name?
Suni Williams.
Is she asking him to pack her bags for her like you do with Santa?
No, I don't think they had much up there.
If that were you after 9 months, what would be the first thing that you would do upon returning to Earth? Would it be Botox?
What is going on with you guys?
Probably
topical.
Probably something.
It's been 9 months.
No, I'd want. I would probably actually would want McDonald's.
Are you
honestly?
Really?
Yeah, that would be.
Curtis, what about you? First thing back.
Probably a YouTube highlight reel of Tom Brady. I would have missed that.
Wouldn't it just be like a shower? Can you shower in space?
Of course.
That a thing?
Oh, you can? You can shower in those little pods?
I don't think so. You have, like, cloths.
No way.
I think you have to, like, sponge bath yourself.
Wet wipes.
I want a legit shower.
They must reek to high heaven if 100%. They can't shower for 9 minutes.
They gotta stink.
I mean, everything about it.
There's got to be all kinds of issues.
Yeah. Well, that's why they got to get checked out. And just so everybody's clear, Wiggy's going to come at me all morning and think everything I say with a little giggle because he's upset that Chime and I called him out for double texting.
I'm not upset.
Multiple times.
Yes, he is. It's not multiple times.
Yeah. It happened twice on free agency day.
Here's what I know.
I was commending Courtney earlier, as a good manager does.
Yes, you were.
For the extra work that she put in yesterday getting the ick bracket ready, which we're going to launch in a little bit.
Yeah.
And Wiggy was upset about
that. No. Like, you try to gloat with it. Like, some people do more than others. And I was like, well, Curtis and I are the only ones that send multiple stories daily, constantly.
I think
to the group text?
To the group text.
And then I said, well, you double up a lot.
No, and I said, that's cap. And I said, fine stories.
I have two screenshots.
So you have
two stories that I've did out of the probably hundreds that I sent.
But it's just interesting because you sometimes send both of them twice.
No.
You don't know what this is, we have a group chat that we've had since we started this show six years ago. And we often throughout the day will send something that might be of interest to the group.
Yes.
Sometimes Wiggy will send a story and then Wiggy will send the exact exact same story a couple moments later.
Because it happened actually the other day. I sent the Bill Belichick email story, then Curtis sent it and did it. But sometimes that happens. But when it comes to the group text and it comes to actually sending stories that maybe people would be interested and people want to talk about,
right.
The clubhouse leaders, by a wide margin, we are like Africans in the marathon, and you are Americans. Curtis and I, Curtis and I are way ahead of you guys when it comes to stories.
And Wiggy is always, I mean, I've given him a hard time, and he's given me a hard time about repeating stories, but Wiggy is constantly thinking.
Yeah, we all have our strengths.
Yeah. So I think
the reason Greg was doing that off air is because of the amount of times you brought up PTO yesterday, and it got a bit.
Do take a lot.
Okay, yeah, we're not going down this path again.
There was nothing wrong with
that. I hope you get a vacation very soon.
I don't know why people get so upset.
The only one upset is you.
No, I just said you do take a lot.
Yeah, but you're the one upset.
Soft management style,
right?
He was like, "What do you mean?" And then I just highlighted.
Yeah, we remember. Yep.
You guys get all upset.
No,
like,
I'm not upset.
What's wrong with it?
Just you know, take it's very interesting. Off. Now today, you're like on Curtis's side when yesterday you were coming at him.
Curtis took yesterday off, and I said, and I called him out before he left.
Mm.
I know. Hey.
It was all last week, Cordy. That's it. It was all over me.
I mean, you're a little sensitive lately. Take some days off, boy. I'll tell you.
I'm sensitive.
Wow.
You're sensitive. Wow. You're this. You know what this is, Greg?
What is this? Gaslighting
101.
Oh, I don't even know.
He's a gaslighter.
Yeah, you do.
Stop. He's an Esther and a gaslighter.
I'm usually sensitive this morning, and now he's trying to put it on me.
All I know is, hey, listen.
Oh, there you go. There's one. You sending twice.
Yep.
I sent that. No, that's actually one thing that comes together.
No, Wiggy. I sent one at 1:11 p.m.
Where is
you
it?
You sent the exact same story
so
at 1:20. This one's from Wiggy that says at 1:20. Wiggs at the top left.
Where's yours?
Mitch will throw it up here any moment.
I just sent Mitch another one, too.
Find me yours.
I sent it nine minutes prior.
Yep. All right, you guys, on average, probably sent three stories throughout the whole week.
At least they're new ones.
Curtis and I sent millions of stories.
That's great.
Millions and millions.
I mean, I'm being a little sarcastic when I say millions, but it is a lot.
Right. Uh-huh. Well, when it comes to content, it's actually an embarrassment of riches.
Everybody's got their own take on what they find entertaining. So I just sent a bunch of different stuff.
I appreciate it. I, for one, appreciate it.
I do too.
You're welcome.
I love Wiggy.
I appreciate that.
Thank you, Courtney.
I reciprocate that.
Thank you.
Rest of the leads coming up next.